Kitchen. Greg in the morning.
Hey, it's Kelly Raspberry with your showbiz top five.
Number five.
Now, you did not think Bethany Frankel was going to play nice in her divorce, did you? Jason Hoppe says he was blindsided when Bethany filed seeking full custody of their two-year-old daughter, Bryn. A source says the plan all along was for them to have joint custody, and he was especially shocked to find out that Bethany, who's worth at least $50 million, is asking for child support.
Number four.
Lots of controversy over that picture of Texas A&M quarterback Johnny Manziel partying it up, holding a bottle of Dom at a Dallas nightclub right before and right after he led the Aggies to victory at the Cotton Bowl. The problem with that is he's only 20, but there's this little loophole in Texas law that says as long as you're partying with your parents, you don't have to be 21 to get into the club, and that's exactly what Johnny was doing.
Number three.
How much would it take for you to sell out your celebrity friend? Well, whoever sold that picture of Justin Bieber smoking what looks like pot reportedly got paid $25,000 for that picture. A source says Justin feels completely betrayed by someone he thought was a close friend.
Number two.
With a baby on the way, it's time for Kim Kardashian and Kanye West to set up house. TMZ reporting they've just bought an $11 million mansion inside a gated community in Bel Air. Now, reportedly, the house was 10,000 square feet, but Kanye are gutting the place, completely redesigning it, and adding another 4,000 square feet.
Number one.
After a blissful 2 months, Taylor Swift and Harry Styles are done. I didn't like their nickname, Haler, anyway. But after ringing in the new year with a kiss, Harry and Taylor flew off to Virgin Gorda in the British Virgin Islands New Year's Day. But the two of them had a huge fight. Taylor ended up catching the first flight out on January 4th. Harry stayed behind to party with Richard Branson on his private island. We hear he was partying with the ladies in the hot tub until the wee hours. And that's your showbiz top five.
Kid Craddock in the morning.